أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ بوأنا لإبراهيم مكان البيت ألا تشرك بي شيئا وطهر بيتي للطائفين والقائمين والركع السجود. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of those disbelievers who have prevented Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala from entering al-Masjid al-Haram, entering the Haram, entering Makkah al-Mukarramah, and they were stopped at a place called Hudaybiyah, and they were forced to return to Madinah al-Munawwarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of the nature of the Haram, and that the Haram does not belong to any family, does not belong to any individual, does not belong to any single organization, but the Haram is that piece of land over which every Muslim has a right. Whether you are a resident within the Haram or you are a visitor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in terms of the right that you have over that piece of land, both are equal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following ayat, ayah number 26 of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah Azza wa Jal now speaks of the moment when Ibrahim alayhi salam was instructed by Allah to build the Kaaba. And Allah now speaks of Hajj. And because of these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the name of the surah as Surah Al-Hajj. So these are the ayat which inspired the name of the surah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. Allah Azza says that we had pointed out, بَوَّأَ actually means to provide residence and to provide accommodation for somebody. بَوَّأَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ. We provided residence for Ibrahim, مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ, and we pointed out to him the spot and the location of al-bayt, that is the Kaaba. So we learn from this that Ibrahim alayhi salam was not living in Makkah al-Mukarramah at the time. And we know that he left his wife Hajar and his baby infant child Ismail alayhi salam, and he then went back to Sham. He left them there. And then he would come every now and again, visit them, inquire about them, and he would then go back to the land of Asham. So it means that he came there. And when he arrived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed him to a certain spot. So the Kaaba was not there. And we know that the Kaaba was first built by Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And every Nabi that came after Adam alayhi salam circumambulated the Kaaba and made tawaf around the Kaaba. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he came, all that was there was a hill, or a little, just a little spot of sand and a little hill that was found there at that location where the sand had gathered and the sand had accumulated. That was all that was left of the Kaaba. The Kaaba, the structure of the Kaaba was not there. It was lifted up during the flood of Nuh alayhi salam. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam arrived there and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed out the spot to him, all that was left of the Kaaba was the foundation. And that's why elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he raised the foundations of the house. So the foundations are those which were built by Adam alayhi salam. Those were the foundations that were there at the time. Ibrahim alayhi salam came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed out the spot to him exactly where the Kaaba is and where it should be built. So the first instruction that was given to him, Allah tushrik bi shay'a. O Ibrahim, do not associate anything with me. Do not associate any partners with me. Now of course Ibrahim alayhi salam, as you know, he was no polytheist and he was never engaged in shirk. In fact, he was the first in his community to go against shirk and to oppose the mushrikeen. And he was the first to ask his father to give up idol worship. But the instruction here is for all those to come in the future. Allah tushrik bi shay'a. Do not dare commit shirk. and ascribe anything to me. وَطَحِّرْ بَيْتِيَ. Allah tells Ibrahim alayhi salam, purify my house. Now what does purification of the house mean over here? It means that remove any form of shirk from the vicinity of the Kaaba. Now, by the time Ibrahim alayhi salam came back to build the Kaaba, there was a community that had arrived at that spot. They were traveling from Yemen. They were known as the Jurhum clan. And they were the first people that arrived there, because you only had Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam living there in that area. And then you had this huge caravan and a group of travelers that were passing by. And when they arrived at that land, they found that there was water there in the form of Zamzam. So they decided to settle in that region, settle down in that area. They asked Hajar alayhi salam permission if they were allowed to settle in that area. She gave them permission, but she said, the water and the right of the water belong to me. You may use the water, but it belongs to me. It is my property. So they established a community over there. Ismail alayhi salam even got married amongst them, and he got married to a woman from them. So they had erected some idols in that vicinity, in that area, which they would worship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَطَحْيَ بَيْتِيَ. Purify my house, O Ibrahim. لِلْقَائِفِينَ. For those who will make tawaf around you. وَالْقَائِمِينَ. And those who will stand in prayer. وَالْرُكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. And those who will make ruku, who will bow down by the Kaaba, and those who will perform sujood at the Kaaba. Now, if we look at the sequence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Ibrahim alayhi salam that first purify my house for who? For at-ta'ifin. Those who circumambulate and those who will make tawaf around the Kaaba. From this we understand that the best deed that you can perform at the Kaaba is tawaf. Tawaf is the best deed. It is even better than any optional salah that you can pray at the Kaaba. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of tawaf first. Then Allah subhanahu says, Al-Qa'imeen, those who are engaged in prayer. So after tawaf of the Kaaba, the most virtuous deed and the greatest deed thereafter is to engage in prayer, optional prayer. Wal-Qa'imeen, those who stand in salah, those who make ruku, and those who bow down in prayer. May Allah grant us peace.